You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on a Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner from World Weather Incorporated joins us out of Kansas City to take a look at the weather forecast for the Midwest. Rainfall here, and the expectations are that we'll have rain, but how much really do you think we'll get across the Corn Belt?
Well, with this particular round, we'll probably see a good 4/10 of an inch to an inch and a half. It kind of depends on your location and how lucky or unlucky you may be, because we do expect a cluster of thunderstorms to pop up as we get into the day and overnight tonight that will perpetuate across a fair amount of the region, and we will see some local amounts in that 1 to 2 inch range once again. Unfortunately, it looks like it will go over many areas that are already saturated, so the runoff and the potential for flooding is going to be fairly real as we go through this next 24 hours. After that, though, I think things will get a little bit better. It'll take us a couple of days to calm the atmosphere down and stop a lot of the rain. But we will see gradual little baby steps, I guess, towards that end. And as we get into the weekend and next week, we should see a lot less precipitation, a lot warmer temperatures. It'll be a steam bath out there, but we will hopefully start receding the flooding and start seeing the topsoil firm up a little bit.
Earlier in the week, the National Climate Prediction Center had suggested that next week might be really rainy in the northern part of the Corn Belt. Have things changed since then to create better growing conditions?
Actually, it hasn't changed a great deal. We will see rain across some of the northern parts of the region, but those of us here in the south that have seen such a persistence of wet weather, we will see the improvement, and that was where my comments were focused upon. Certainly, the northern areas will have a risk of showers and thunderstorms fairly often. It all comes down to how significant a ridge of high pressure that's advertised to build into parts of the U.S. plains becomes. If it's a strong ridge that extends up into Canada, then most of the western Corn Belt will see dry weather and a lot of warmer temperatures, but the eastern Midwest may still see some more showers and thunderstorms and some milder conditions periodically. This would occur later next week. I think the ridge is going to be weaker than that, though, and by it being weak, we'll probably generate showers periodically across the north from the Dakotas and Nebraska into Michigan, while leaving the lower Midwest with only occasional very light showers and thunderstorms that will be separated by abundant sunshine and some good drying conditions.
Could you check in on other parts of the world? I know the Canadian prairie had been dry. I don't know whether that's alleviated itself yet. And then some of the other northern hemisphere growing regions for winter wheat have been particularly dry as well.
Absolutely. The Canadian prairies have struggled for a long time. There will be some scattered showers coming up over the coming week, but they are still going to have a drier bias prevailing. They really need to see a general soaking of a 1 or 2 inches of rain to really make a big difference. But from what I hear, it hasn't been excessively warm up there, and the crops are hanging in there. But certainly that 1 to 2 inch rain is necessary right now because the spring crops are reproducing. In France, we've had quite a bit of hot, dry weather. In fact, much of Europe has experienced similar conditions. We've seen temperatures getting up into the 90s to over 100 degrees across many areas in the past week. France, though, has had the worst problem with this, and it looks like only about half of their corn crop is irrigated. China is doing okay. The western parts of the former Soviet Union have some pockets of dryness, but I don't see any real serious issues right now for them. And, of course, India's monsoon is not doing very well in the west half of the country, where there's going to be some production cuts, I'm sure, as this pattern prevails this summer.
Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. You've been listening to Illinois Public Media.